Progress versus oppression. Women around the world. How are women treated around the world? Where do they enjoy freedom and equality? And where are they most in danger?
Best countries for women.
The countries that come top of equality studies are always Nordic. Iceland has been number one on the World Economic Forum's list for the past 14 years, thanks to its near absence of pay differences between men and women. The biannual Women, Peace and Security WPS Index, which looks at female equality, justice and security in 177 countries, chose Denmark as its 2023 winner. Norway and Iceland have topped it previously. Denmark is a good choice in that 2024 marks 100 years since it had its first female government minister. Today, some 40% of Denmark's politicians are women, the same as in France, but far less than Rwanda's 61%, and it is one of only 14 countries whose legal systems consider men and women fully equitable. More importantly, for ordinary people's lives, women get 18 weeks of paid maternity leave, and then a further 32 weeks can be split between the parents. Indeed, Danish men are a big part of what makes it a good country for women. Among other things, they do more housework than the males of any other country. Worst countries for women.
With the Taliban's return, Afghanistan is now the worst country for women in all the different equality lists. Afghan women wake up each day to no jobs, no education, and no autonomy over their lives, said Torun Trygstad, director of the Peace Research Institute in Oslo, that co-authors the Women, Peace and Security Index. All of Afghanistan's women are imprisoned. Afghanistan is the only country in the world that puts restrictions on female education. The Taliban's interpretation of Islam forbids girls to attend school beyond the age of 12. In reality, girls generally get no more than 3 years of education. Women are banned from most jobs and from public spaces such as parks. They can only see female doctors, but since the Taliban have now banned women from medical schools, these will slowly cease to exist. While Afghanistan gets all the criticism, their neighbors, Pakistan and Iran, are both near the bottom of most studies of equality. Like Afghanistan, they are also countries where honor killings of women, although illegal, are common. Recent mass demonstrations for more freedom by Iranian women have resulted in brutal repression and state violence. Most dangerous countries for women.
South Africa is beautiful, but not safe for women, visitors or locals. Some 75% of South African women say they don't feel safe walking alone at night, the highest level of any country in a world population review last year. Sexual violence is notoriously high. In the course of their lifetime, an estimated 40% of South African women will be raped, the worst rating in the world. The country also has the highest level of femicide. Brazil is the second most dangerous country according to the same review, followed by Russia and Mexico. Spain is the safest country, and France is 13th. Women and business.
Which country has the highest proportion of female business owners, do you think? The United States, maybe? Not even close. The USA only ranks 25th according to the Index of Women Entrepreneurs, with just over one quarter of businesses being female-owned. The country at the top of the list, with almost double that rate, is Ghana. While the word entrepreneur evokes images of tech startups, the women in Ghana are operating micro-businesses that require almost no capital. But it is the one country in the world where more new businesses are being started by women than men, 60% to 40%, respectively, perhaps reflecting the relatively high female unemployment rate. The next two countries are also surprising. Russia, and Uganda, after which more probable candidates, such as New Zealand and Australia, start to appear. Women and the military.
Women are in the armed forces of almost every country in the world, but they are rarely in combat positions, even though history is full of examples of female warriors. The first modern armies with women in combat roles were Israel and Norway. In 2014, Norway created a women-only division of its elite commando, Hunter Troop. They are not going to win hand-to-hand combat, explains a trainer, but a lot of the time they shoot better than the guys. Other countries, including the US and UK, now insist women must complete the same training as male soldiers to assume combat positions. This honorary male approach dissuades most women, which may be the objective. Canada and France, which has one of the most feminized militaries in the world, are both trying new tactics, changing the nature of their military training to make it more gender neutral. As war becomes increasingly tech-dominated, this seems like the most forward-thinking approach. Women and peace.
Are countries rich because they are peaceful, or peaceful because they are rich? Both would be the logical answer, but it seems there is another factor: equality. There is a direct correlation between the well-being of women and the well-being of nations, says Milan Verveer, a former U.S. ambassador for women's issues. The world is enveloped in a growing number of conflicts, and there is a rise in authoritarianism and pushback against women's progress. Studies show that the status of women in a country is a strong indicator of whether that country is also peaceful and democratic. In fact, this connection appears to be more important than a country's level of economic success. Investments in advancing gender equality are also investments in peace, security, and prosperity. In other words, in an equal country, women probably help mitigate male aggression and reduce conflict.